Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
The message that I have prepared tonight, and I'm going to minister some more, if the Lord wills, at the end, or during, or now, we'll see, is don't forget who you are. Don't forget who you are. And I'm going to be speaking about the prophet Jeremiah this evening. Jeremiah had an incredible task ahead of him. He had to preach to the kingdom of Judah because they had stepped into rebellion. And God had prepared him for this task, but he had many excuses. So if we go to Jeremiah 1:6, you'll see it says, "Then said I..." Then said I, I don't know what that is, but that, "Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth." So immediately Jeremiah begins to make excuses. Jeremiah 1:8 says, "Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Jeremiah had this incredible plan. God had this incredible plan for Jeremiah. An amazing destiny, an amazing purpose. And he would prophesy and do these incredible things for the Lord. But Jeremiah had one major problem. His problem was that he was very insecure. He was very unsure of himself. Now, I'm not speaking about Joel now, okay? It's just part of the story. Is that okay? But God had already prepared him, and I'm going to show you in just a moment just how powerful this is, because so many of us are just like Jeremiah. We don't recognize that God has already prepared us, and we stand insecure because of so many things. Even what I shared with you this morning, how so many of us don't even realize that God has made us righteous. What we do is we make the mistake of allowing people's opinions. You see, God says to him, "Don't be afraid of their faces." Why? Because they're mocking him. They have things to say about him. They don't like him, whatever the case might be. But the fact is that they have an opinion about him. How many times do we allow an opinion of somebody to affect us? I remember growing up, you know, I had this complex of sort of, you know, just always kind of, I could just get to a certain level and I could never really get past that level. And I would always be so upset that in every sport, everything I did, I kind of got to like the medium place. And I would never just become like good, like really good, you know. I'd be like, okay, you know. And it became a very personal conflict on the inside of me. And I used to allow it to affect me so much. Sometimes people will have that effect on you. You'll allow them to speak and you'll allow their opinions to affect you, even to affect your destiny. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. You see, that's the problem, is I would always look at other people and compare myself to them, their skill level, stuff like that, whatever it was, and I would have an opinion about myself. The truth is that you cannot compare yourself to anybody else. God has a plan for you, an individual plan for your life. You have been called by Him. If you're sitting here tonight and you've given your life to Jesus, you have been called by Him. Even if you're not sitting here, you are here tonight. Even if you're not sitting here and you're not saved, let me say that again. Even if you're sitting here tonight and you're not saved, you are not here by mistake. God called you to be you and not to be somebody else. So never ever compare yourself to anybody else. Never be jealous of someone else's success, because jealousy of someone else's success is your insecurity. Insecurity will always oppose God's plan for your life. We need to build a sense of security, but we need to build that sense of security not on relying on opinions, on what people think, on what people say, or even what we've necessarily been fashioned by the world, or even perhaps our parents to some degree. Sometimes they don't fashion us exactly the way God wants us to be. So the way that we build our security is not on who I am, but on who God says I am, and I am who He says I am because of who He is in me. Now I'm going to show you something really powerful. The truth is that God has already created you absolutely perfectly. He's created you perfectly for what He has called you to do. Jeremiah has a calling from God, but uses every excuse as to why he can't do it, because he's looking at all these external things. I'm too young, I'm, you know, people's opinions and all this stuff. Now let's take a look at what God has to say about Jeremiah. Watch this now. Jeremiah 1:5 says this, and we're going to break it down, okay? One scripture that's just going to break the whole thing down. It's so powerful. Before I formed you, before I formed you, what I want you to recognize is that God formed you. In other words, God fashioned you. He designed you. He actually created you to look the way you look, to have the hair that you have, the color that you have, the family that you have. He created you and put you in a place, and He knew exactly who you were already. He formed you, He fashioned you, He created you. You don't need to be anybody else. The Lord of the universe, the God of all creation, has formed you. He's shaped you, He's molded you, He's fashioned you, He's created you. Isn't it powerful? He put you in the right place. He put you with the right family. You may not feel like that right now. You might have been through hell. But let me tell you, the end result will be exactly what you need. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were even formed, God already knew you. What does that mean? It means that God already knew you before you were formed. He knew exactly who you would be. He knew exactly what He destined you to be. He knew exactly where you would go. He knew you. He knew your end from your beginning. He knew you already before you were even born. He had a plan in mind for you. He knew exactly what He wanted to do with your life. Even before He made or created you, the Bible says that He already knew you. Before I formed you, I knew you. So if God knew you and formed you and created you to do something, to be someone, to do something for Him, where should our identity come from? Our identity must come from Him. It can't come from the natural things of this world. Our identity must come from Him. Can you say amen? How many of you think that God, or believe that God formed you and created you exactly the way you're supposed to be? I hope you all say yes. Please say yes. Your value is not set by anybody, because God is the one who created and formed you. Listen, if He created you a man, you're a man. If He created you a woman, you're a woman. You can't be, you're either one or the other. There's no mistaken identity. Your identity is in who He created you to be. Mike goes to the high schools and the schools in the area. And yeah, in Vero Beach, there's so many transgender issues already. Yeah, in our town. Why? Because the world is fashioning our kids, telling them that they must decide whether they're a man or a woman. No, you are what God made you. You are who He called you to be, who He created you to be. Not, well, you know, I still need to decide. I still need to decide what I am. No, you see, the problem is you're putting your identity in feelings and opinions and how I feel and what I feel like, and instead of what does God say? How did God form me? How did God make me? How did He mold me? What was His plan for me? The Bible says He knew you. He knew you. He formed you. What amazes me is it says he knew you before you were formed. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Then he says this. Before you were born, I sanctified you. This is so powerful. In other words, I had a plan for you. I sanctified you. I set you apart. Listen, what I've called you to do, I've already sanctified you for that. When you get saved, as you get saved, you become righteous, but you walk sanctification out. God's saying, before I knew you, before I formed you, I already sanctified you. What does that mean? That means that everything you're going to do wrong, the cleansing and what's necessary to get you to fulfill your destiny has already been set in motion for you. It's already set. It's already there. He's already sanctified you, set you apart for what you will become because he's called you to be that person. I thought Vero Beach would be excited about that. It's okay. I'll go home and shout myself. I want you to think about that for just a second. In other words, he already set you apart to become who you called to be, right? In other words, he knew you were going to fall. He knew you were going to mess up. He knew you were going to make mistakes. He knew that you were going to go through all that stuff, but he still called you, set you apart to become what he called you to be, knowing all that would take place. That's going to give somebody in here a little bit of hope. In other words, tonight could be the night that you make a decision to stop messing around, to stop doing what you shouldn't be doing, to stop doing the wrong stuff. Tonight might be the night because of this message, because you hear the word of the Lord that is spoken over one man, which is spoken over every one of us. We are all priests. We are all called. We all have the prophetic spirit living inside of us. We are destined to be used by the King. Can you say amen? Amen. He hasn't come and lived on the inside of you just so that you can go idly by, so that one day you can die and go to heaven. God didn't do that. He didn't make his home you so that he could use you to do nothing. He has a plan for you. And the price has been paid on the cross so that you could get through it, so that you could make it. You could make it to become exactly who he's called you to be. Don't be like one of those where the Bible says many are called but few are chosen. Take up the call of God that is on your life. Take up the destiny and the purpose that he has for you. Stop looking at your circumstances. Stop looking at everybody's opinion. Stop worrying about what everybody thinks or what everybody says or what everybody's fashioned you. Stop looking at your mistakes. Stop looking at your weaknesses. See, when I look at a person, I always look for who God sees in them. I always look for more. I always look for the potential. I may not have the whole picture, but if God just gives me one thing, we have to get out of the routine of the things that have had power over us. Are you with me, church? Why? Because, Jeremiah, why does it have to change? Why does your mind have to change? Why, Jeremiah? Because I have ordained you a prophet to the nations. I've ordained you. I want to tell you, church, God has ordained you. Listen, when God ordains you, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks. So many people, well, you know, I want to know, you know, how do I know if I'm a prophet? Listen, you will know. You don't need the title, means nothing. I don't care what anybody thinks about me. All I want to know, what do you say? Who am I, God? Who have you called me to be? What do you want me to do, Lord? What is my mission? What is my destiny? What is my purpose? I don't have to hear what some say. What some say means nothing. What some think means nothing. The opinions of man means nothing. All I need to know is, what do you say? And I say, says the Lord, that I have ordained you. I have chosen you. I have set you apart. This is what I've created you to do. This is who I've created you to be. Step into it. Step into it, Jeremiah. Step into it. The word ordained in the original language means that he has appointed you. You might not be there right now, but the truth is that that's who God has called you to be. The appointment has already taken place. Are you going to step into it, or are you going to leave it behind? What are you going to do, church? What am I going to do? Are you with me? I have a plan for you, Jeremiah. My plan for you is, you are going to be a prophet. I want you to see it. You see, if God has formed you, if God knew you, if God sanctified you, prepared everything for you so that you could be who he called you to be, and he is the one who will ordain you, you don't need to worry about what anybody thinks. You don't need to worry about what your boss thinks, your cousin thinks, your uncle, your sister, your brother, whoever. The only mind you have to change is your own. What do you say? Do you say what some say? Do you say what they say about you? What they said about you when you were a child? What they accused you of? What they mocked you about? Or do you say what God says? I knew you. Before I formed you, I knew you. I sanctified you. I've prepared everything for you. You can overcome every obstacle. The blood of Jesus will be there for you to get through it all. So that you can one day make a decision. Ah, I'm going to step into it, Lord. I'm going to be exactly who you called me to be. I'm going to step out of the stuff of this world, and I'm going to choose you. I choose you, Lord. I choose you. This is the interesting thing. So many of us will come to this point where we think we see it right there, the breakthrough, the crossing over, stepping into destiny. But we think there's like 5 steps or 10 points before we get there. No, there isn't. It's 1 step. Make a decision. Make a decision what you believe now. Right now, whose opinion matters to you? I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord. To give you a future and a hope. His plan for you is good. His plan for you is not darkness and failure. You are the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. Why do you believe that you are supposed to be poor? You are not supposed to be poor. You are supposed to walk an abundant life. I'm not saying you must drive 4 Ferraris. But what I'm saying is, God wants to bless you. And beyond that, he has a plan for your life. For you. Because you matter to him. Your life matters to him.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.